Mom's birthday. For 1 week, I counted down the days until D-Day. Mom's birthday. Finally, the much-talked-about day had arrived. I was really looking forward to its arrival because I planned several surprises for Mom. I hoped she would like each of her surprises. Most of all, I hoped that I would complete everything I had planned to do. To start, I prepared her breakfast and brought it to her in bed. I had to wake up very early for that. I began by taking slices of bread from the bag and placed them on a dish. I then took the jar of jam from the cupboard and, with a small spoon, I spread a layer of jam on the bread. I pulled a carton of orange juice and a yogurt out of the fridge. I asked myself where the tray was and had to look into two drawers and three cupboards before finding it. I put the plate with the sandwiches on it, the carton of juice, a glass, the yogurt, and a small spoon on the tray. With great care, I lifted the tray. I am glad that Mom's room is on the first floor. I do not think I would have been able to walk upstairs with the tray. That day, Dad was my partner. He left the door open so that I could enter the room. Seeing me with the tray, my mom had a huge smile on her face. "That's nice of you, Nicholas," said Mom. "Happy birthday, Mom!" I put the tray on the bed very carefully. I told her that I had prepared some sandwiches. I served her a glass of orange juice. When she finished her sandwiches, Mom ate her yogurt. It was strawberry, her favorite flavor. The first surprise I had prepared for her went very well. When Mom finished her breakfast, I took the tray back to the kitchen. It was time to move on to the second surprise. While Mom took her bath, I looked in my room for the birthday card that I bought with Dad. I wished her a happy birthday and drew a nice picture in the card. When Mom came into the living room, I offered her the card. She was delighted. Dad and I had one more surprise for her. "We have rented your favorite movie, Mom. While you are watching it, Dad and I are going to prepare the meal." "Thank you very much. That will make me very happy," Mom responded. Dad came in with a bowl of popcorn. Mom loves popcorn. She always eats it while she watches television. When we were sure that Mom was comfortable, Dad and I returned to the kitchen. We knew for a long time what we wanted to prepare for lunch, so Dad and I went straight to work. I made the salad. I washed the spinach leaves, some cherry tomatoes, and a red apple. "Dad, I finished washing the spinach leaves and tomatoes."
"Very good," responded Dad. "Put them in the big blue bowl."
Dad cut the apple into pieces and pressed a lemon over the top of it so that the apple did not develop brown spots. I added the spinach leaves and the cherry tomatoes. I also added a small bag of pine nuts. To season it, I added salt, pepper, olive oil, and some mustard. The salad looked delicious. When the salad was ready and we put it in the refrigerator, we then prepared the fish in tinfoil. I grabbed the aluminum foil roll and spread out a sheet on the table. Dad brought the fish and placed it on the aluminum foil.
"Bring the ginger, please," Dad asked me.
I brought the ginger powder and Dad put 2 spoonfuls of it on the fish. He also added some salt and pepper. I reminded Dad not to forget the soy sauce.
"You're right," he responded.
He added the sauce. Finally, the moment I most liked arrived. I washed my hands and then I used them to spread the spices and the sauce all over the fish. When I finished, Dad explained how to close the aluminum foil to make a cover for the fish. I was very careful not to tear the aluminum foil and folded the sheets to make a cover. Dad then placed the tin foil carrying the fish on the tray and put it in the oven. The fish cooked for 20 minutes. Before I began to prepare the dessert, I brought Mom a glass of orange juice.
"I'm wondering what you two are cooking up," she said to me.
"It's a surprise, Mom." I returned to the kitchen to help Dad with the dessert. We started with the chantilly cream.
I opened the carton of cream and emptied it into a big bowl. Dad then attached the electric whipper. I held the whipper in the cream right up until the cream appeared to be fully thickened. I then added 6 scoops of sugar. Once the Chantilly cream was ready, we placed the bowl in the refrigerator. The fish was ready, so Dad pulled it out of the oven and set it on the table. I put some fresh strawberries under running water to wash them and then put them in a decorative bowl. "Mom's movie is almost done," Dad told me. "Help me put out the place settings." The movie Mom was watching had ended, so I turned off the television. Dad put his hands over Mom's eyes and brought her into the kitchen. "Surprise!" we said at the same time. "It's superb," said Mom. "Thank you very much, my loves." We tasted the meal that Dad and I had prepared. Mom really liked the salad and fish. For dessert, we took the strawberries with our fingers and dipped them in the Chantilly cream. Dad and I were proud of ourselves. The meal was delicious, and Mom was happy.